Okay, let's go back to your calls. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to tell you is my brother, one of his best friends is in naval intelligence, and he said that he's kind of freaked out because our ships are being tailed by China, and subs and ships, and he said that, it's kind of freaking everybody out in the Navy that they're being tailed by China right now. So I just kind of wanted to get your take on that.
Well, our government, our country doesn't exist anymore. We won't get it back unless we can admit that. All of our main assets have been transferred out of the country. The global elite has decided to side with China. We are to be a third world raw material area and a place to supply dumbed down kids from the inner city and the farms to supply the world government army. And so we're already been taken, so there's no need for China to do that. It's just letting us know we're slaves while we pick on defenseless Arabs and Muslims and Persians. Of course they have the subs trailing the Navy aircraft, aircraft carriers, and that's just the end of it. And they pop up all the time and in the Yellow Sea and in the Pacific, and most of the people on board are felon gang members, and most of them can't even hardly talk English, much less see submarines right behind them. And that's just what we are. We're a nation of just basically retarded people.
Hmm. I got another question for you, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
The another thing is the HEART program. We got the they've been warning us on the news about the hurricane season coming in play. What do you think about them using the HEART program? Because we know that it's been used.
We know they've controlled hurricanes, declassified since 1967, certified naval laboratories, Scramble Research Institute, Source Associated Press, a bunch of other newspapers. We broke it before it was in the news. When it was declassified, we had the father of weather weapons on the show, and it's all easily controlled and manipulated through different antenna arrays and cloud spraying, and they're chemtrailing the sky and terraforming the earth into a new environment. God knows what they're doing, and that's just how it is to be slaves.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering about, with the hurricane season coming in and knocking out the oil rigs that are on the coast, and with giving it more velocity to it, so it actually wipes out stuff to actually increase things.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Who's up next in order here? Nick in New York, you're on the air.
Alex. Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you. Big thank you for everything that you do and all the We Are Change people out there. I can personally attest to seeing some of the We Are Change footage and being inspired and actually getting off my butt and doing something about it. We started the chapter here a couple months ago in Buffalo, and it's been going pretty good so far. It's good to know to actually get up and actually do something. We attended Bilderberg, and it was nice meeting you there. And it was a very empowering experience being at Bilderberg and, knowing what's going on and actually using my voice and the presence to at least get out there and say, hey, we know what's going on, and we don't want it. We don't want it anymore.
It is empowering, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the people who aren't lobotomized with mercury and fluoride or who would have been exceptional minds and are now just, we're just average here under our brain damaging that the sicko freaks did to us. And we're just dealing with a bunch of brain-damaged people in black uniforms slobbering all over us, stumbling around, butchering all freedoms while they pour poison down their own children and inject their own families. And we know their masters are going to set off more attacks and carry out more events. And we're just desperately trying to scramble and rally whoever's got any soul or humanity left against the absolute destruction of our country with foaming, frothing idiots putting us in forced labor camps. Anything else you want to add?
No, keep up the great work, Alex, and We Are Change. Thank you very much.
God bless you. I appreciate that. We'll be right back with speaking on We Are Change.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the fourth and final hour today. I've got a lot of news I want to cover. And then, of course, we're going to have three different folks from We Are Change on with us for this hour. Pentagon will buy more satellites to do more spying, Associated Press. And their main new job will be tying the satellites in to the local police departments. Now, the local departments are being federalized, and through these FEMA centers, I read about that in 98, and they've now done it, and they track you in real time with your cell phone as a locator beacon off GPS triangulation with the cell towers. They also dial in, listen live time. The police are now being upgraded to that in many areas. They also follow the license plate scanning that tracks everyone where you're at all times, all part of being a slave. And you're debating whether they listen to your phones or not. How ridiculous. Google says they're using the cameras and microphones built into the computers that listen to you now. NSA is dialed in right now. They're watching me on the camera. I mean, if they want to pull up their computer program, they can, and look at me, say hi to the pieces of filth over there. All mainly shaved-head mental patients who think they're patriots and conservatives. You're going to find out real soon. Your whole family's bankrupt. It's all your fault, too, scum, so enjoy your masters. They are now, as we told you 10 years ago, in Australia and England and places, harassing their populations with their country's spy satellites, which are really ours that they lease time from. Did you build a barn? Did you mow that yard? Did you cut a tree? Everything's micromanaged. They're now saying that they're going to micromanage with the new environmental police. They're going to live time launch more satellites that'll live time watch you. that'll even pick you up spanking your child in the backyard. They try to run out in the street. It's just you're going to be watched live time by the local departments with the spy satellites run by the Defense Department. So we'll go. It's already happening, but they're just announcing it to the slaves. Let's go to Anthony Yasha. He's done a lot of great work, even for me, in affiliate relations up in Minnesota. And with We Are Change Minnesota, they've gone and interviewed Jesse Ventura, about 3 minutes of an interview they did. Sit down with him just a few weeks ago. It was in the extras of the new film that's coming out, Truth Rising. So I thought we would recognize some of these people. And in a few minutes, we're going to have Brian Peterson, We Are Change Minnesota, also on. Anthony Yasha. We are going to have Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary, coming on. In fact, let's go ahead and get him lined up now. And Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. In fact, I meant to get everybody on it one time, John. Do I have them? Okay, great, fantastic. Let us now go ahead and say hi to everybody. First off, Anthony, We Are Change Minnesota. I want to congratulate you on the fine work you guys are doing. Tell us about when We Are Change Minnesota was founded, and list some of the successes you guys have had.
Well, hey, Alex, we were founded a little over a year ago, actually, when McCain first came. Well, it wasn't the first time he ever came to town, but it was our first event where we actually all got together and went out, and McCain took the picture with us with the 9/11 Truth Now signs, and Catherine Statz, whose sister actually died at the Pentagon, and pretty much that was our first initiation into actually going out and confronting these guys. And since then, I mean, definitely we've gotten Conyers, a lot of our local senators and congressmen, Bill Clinton, Karl Rove popped out of his car a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, and took a picture with us with the Investigate 9/11 shirts. And just in the last month, I mean, we got a chance to talk to Donahue, Dan Rather, Amy Goodman, and just seems to be picking up speed the more we get out.
And now, Truth Rising, you haven't had a chance to see it yet. We'll be mailing you guys copies on Saturday with everybody else. What We Are Change Minnesota did really helped energize things. Let's go ahead and bring in Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary. He's also tied in with 9/11 Truth up in Calgary. Nathan Moulton's been prolific with the folks up there, handing out thousands of Terror Storms, loose changes, going into malls, Halliburton businesses, a banner hangs over highways, but also going into Walmart and saying, attention, Walmart shoppers, 9/11's an inside job. Nathan, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex, and I would just like to say that I love your work, and it's amazing that what really woke me up to 9/11 was your documentary, The Road to Tyranny. And now, from the actions that I have taken to spread the truth, I'm in one of your films, and I'm truly honored by that.
Well, thank you. Take a few minutes to talk about how you got involved in 9/11 Truth and what that saga's been like and about what's happening up in Calgary.
I just started looking into the events, and it became clear to me that it was an inside job, and I started going out to spread the truth, and we used a small little digital camera that just took little video clips, and me and a friend went out with a bullhorn, and we would walk down a mall or go into a gym and bullhorn 9/11 Truth. And then we made the video for your Push the Truth video competition, which we came in second place. And after I made a few videos, people in Calgary started contacting me, and the group here was formed.
Now, I mean, you guys never toot your own horns. You've had film showings. You've confronted all former prime ministers, leaders. I mean, you have been very prolific, and there's other 9/11 groups doing it as well. And, again, what's exciting is 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, other groups are getting really aggressive and taking over media events peacefully and making international news. Every day it's happening with the different We Are Change chapters alone. Imagine if Americans, period, on open borders or on the dollar devaluation or on the war did this tactic, the establishment won't be able to go anywhere and have their little photo ops. I mean, can you speak to how important that is? And jump in any time, Anthony. And then we're about to also bring in Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change Colorado.
Yeah, I think the confrontations are definitely important, and I think a lot of people know that 9/11 was an inside job but aren't taking action like a lot of the truth groups are. And I think that Truth Rising is going to be a very important film in the sense that it's going to show people how energizing and how exciting it is to get out there and to take action. And some of the people that were maybe halfway there will go full force just because of this new film.
I agree with you. But, I mean, run through some of the things, because getting sent all these hundreds of tapes from all over the country and the world, it becomes staggering even for me, who's focused on this all the time, to put it all in perspective, just how much you've done there in Calgary. Tell me about some of the other folks on the team and some of the things you've done.
Yeah, well, like you said, we had a screening of Endgame in Calgary a few months ago, and that went really well. The theater was full, and the reaction to the film was great. And we will definitely be having a screening here of Truth Rising when it comes out. And, you know, a lot of people made this come together, and it just shows what one person can get going in their town. I mean, Calgary, you'd think that a lot of people wouldn't really be involved because of the type of city it is. There's a lot of big oil companies. And, you know, it's just about showing people this information and getting them to take action. And what I try to do is put a unique spin on it so people will be, you know, interested in looking into it. And when we go out and hand out free DVDs, we get a lot of turndowns. But when we put a unique spin on it, like dress up like Santa Claus or whatever, we got rid of 200 DVDs in less than 30 minutes.
Man, that's exciting. Let's go ahead and bring in Jonathan Elinoff. We Are Change Colorado. Now, that's particularly important this year because we've got the DNC coming in, and ABC News is reporting the protesters, anybody that doesn't love the pro-war, pro-world government, pro-destruction of our U.S. sovereignty, Democrats, the other side of the New World Order wing, you're going to be in a big caged-in free speech zone, aren't you? I thought the Democrats were against that and were so liberal.
That's right. We Are Change Colorado's been doing an excellent job out here. We've been tracking what's going on, the buildup for the DNC. We just recently tracked the black helicopters, the urban warfare drills, bio warfare drills, and the pandemic drills. I just released an article today on truthalliance.net. Hopefully we can get it out to people. We've found yet another group planning violence at the DNC that... Actually, you go to their website, and this new group is actually completely open about their, they call themselves anarchists.
Guaranteed it's led by cops. Listen, folks.
The whole thing is disgusting.
Well, I mean, tell us about it. They've been caught, mainstream England, the cops staging riots to stop protesters when Bush was there a week ago. They have been caught in Canada, in Ottawa, red-handed and had to admit it. And they're just criminals. They just think it's good to go out and beat people up so the cops can attack the women and children in strollers. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the articles I wrote about some of the groups here in Denver really hurt a lot of the movement that was planning violence. And a lot of the members of some of those groups broke away, and actually we destroyed one group entirely. They broke away, came out and claimed transparency and peace, and this and the other, and there's a new group called Alliance for Real Democracy, and they're claiming peace in this. But they've banned We Are Change from joining them, and we went to one of their meetings to ask them, you know, what's the reason? They said, well, you guys caused us to change our image and do all this work, and I said, well, isn't that a good thing? And they said, well, we're progressive radicals, and you guys are on the right. And we said, we're not on the right or the left, man. We're trying to break the paradigm. So... We immediately, you know, started waking them up, and then we started talking to people around there. And there's a group called Unconventional Action that's running this group. And just like before, Alex, unconventionalaction.org, it's in the article on truthalliance.net. Right on their website, they call for violence. They call for property destruction. They're open about it.
Well, that's got to happen. The cops have got to run those ops to discredit the First Amendment in America, to make sure that that makes the Democrats then look like the good guys. You got to demonize the people. They're so close to bringing the country down and getting what they want, and they've just got to destroy freedom, so that's their number one goal. We Are Change, Minnesota, Colorado, Canada. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Of course, the cops that dress up like anarchists and lead little 10-man, 20-man squads of Ford Foundation and other foundation, oil company foundation, literally, groups. You ever heard NPR? It's all oil companies. Pew Foundation, the rest of it. Pew Charitable Trust, that's ExxonMobil. They dress up and they think these protests are bad. It's anti-American. We're going to go out and beat the cops up and stage fights so we can... I got a video of them in Portland. Peaceful crowd doing nothing. Open fire them with rubber bullets. Walk right over to baby carriages and spray babies and say, shut the F up, lady. Don't bring an effing baby to a protest. just a cop in a Darth Vader outfit, and I'm supposed to lick his boots, and, oh, he's a good officer, and, oh, I love him so much. We got all these great YouTubers. Grab me talking about this right now and go get the video of that guy doing it. Show people. You know, I've had enough. You understand? I'm done. The government's criminals raping the country. And I want to bring in the other We Are Change guys to comment on this, but yeah, We Are Change isn't just and the truth groups and activists and whatever group you're in. You're here to fight the New World Order. Liberals, conservatives, whatever paradigm they're carrying out, and the liberals carry out one part of the attack on liberty, and the Republicans carry out the other attack. That's the pincer attack. And there is We Are Change Colorado, and it was on these people's websites, and it turned out the people heading them up were connected to the government and other ops in the past. Going back to Jonathan Elinoff, and then Nathan Moulton of Canada, We Are Change, and Anthony, jump in any time, guys, to comment on this, but this is an example of what you're doing, not just with 9/11 Truth, but this overall attack on every liberty we've got.
Yeah, Alex, you know this DNC is going to be, I've got people in our group that are preparing to leave town. They're so worried about violence. We tracked these urban warfare drills. I don't know if you know much about what's been going on here. The Denver Office of Emergency Management is planning for mass evacuations of the city during the week of the DNC. Now, they did not communicate if there's any intelligence of a threat. They haven't said, you know, some are saying maybe there's a false flag.
Now you know Nixon wanted to bomb his own Republican convention. This is even on Frontline
exactly. Now.
And blame it on anti-war people. And, of course, that's now declassified, but go ahead.
You got it. You're hitting right on target. I've now shown four groups publicly talking about not just property destruction but violence, massive agitated protests that include demands beyond anything that's, I mean, radical.
And, again, I want to be clear here. This is what We Are Change is doing. And other 9/11 truth groups, we're going out and exposing provocateur actions. We're preemptively preempting the secret police from staging events. Jump in here and comment on how important this is, Nathan and Anthony.
Yeah, it's absolutely important. And up here in Canada, you got all these neocons talking about how Canada is the only country that hasn't been hit by a major terrorist attack, and it's only a matter of time before it happens. I mean, I have police on tape saying the same thing and saying that we need more surveillance cameras to fix the problem.
It's just incredible. Any comments on that, Anthony? We Are Change Minnesota? Because, Anthony, you've got the RNC coming up there.
Yeah, we were... The RNC really hasn't been making too much news either lately, and we've kind of been worried about maybe what's going to happen up here and stuff. And we were actually at an event this last week, which the St. Paul chief of police said actually, I mean, he's going to be running a lot of the stuff during the RNC, where he kind of caught us off guard, where he actually was telling the local Fox reporter here that if he wanted to get real news or real coverage of what's going on in the world, that he needed to pay attention to We Are Change. And we haven't got a chance to follow up with him, but we're very glad, and we're hoping that he's possibly a listener of your show. Because
what happened? You met with a police chief, and he said, "Go to We Are Change for the real info."
We were going to have an interview with a Fox 9 reporter here, and he was finishing up an interview with the police chief, St. Paul police chief. And as he was finished wrapping up his interview with Fox, he told the reporter that if he wanted to get real news, that he needed to watch We Are Change. And the guy, I mean, you could tell he didn't like hearing that. But
my God, this means, see, you got some good cops. We need to call the St. Paul, Minnesota police chief and ask him what's going on. There are some good cops who do care about the country. But either they're with us or they're with the terrorists. And when I say that, I'm serious. That's not a joke, folks. I mean, the police need to figure out this isn't a joke. This is the real deal.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I'm going to be honest with you out there. If I sound bitter and mean and upset, I am. I mean, I only wish FBI people, military people, police, school teachers, black people, white people, Hispanics. I got my head screwed on straight. In that I know that you doing well means I'm going to do well. I'm not an envious, jealous person. I am a very open, loving, good person. I'm also very primitive. I am vicious. At least I've been in my past. I mean, I literally, so many people have these personalities where they're one way or the other. I mean, I've got the whole ball game and in extremes. I know a lot of you who are got more love and more passion than I got. But, I mean, I only want what's good for people. And I know the vaccines are hurting people. I know we're losing our liberties and freedoms. I know criminals run the government at the highest levels and stage the attacks. I don't think. I know. And I know for new listeners, this also sounds like a really extreme, crazy show. But compared to what's your favorite color and all the bull you hear on regular talk radio, I mean, look. Folks, you understand the dollar has already been devalued by 60%+. You understand mainstream news is talking and major governments are talking about a depression. That isn't cute. I am mad. But I'll tell you this. I thank God every day that I get to associate with people like Anthony and the other folks we've got on the line. Mr. Moulton doing a fabulous job. Jonathan Elinoff, just and all the 9/11 truth groups and all the 9/11 blogger and the Truth Action folks and Cosmo and then all the architects and engineers and whistleblowers and Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and German defense minister and a highly respected Italian president. And I mean, there's just all these people. I mean, this is history. And it's not fun for people like, how dare you say that about your government? Like, it's fun to come on the air day one and say it's an inside job because you know it is. And to lose 30% of your radio stations that day. And to have people hating you and threatening you and, you know, have people, other patriots down at the TV station scream at me in the hall and say, I agree with you on everything else, but you better back off on this. I mean, you think it's fun to thumb my nose at the New World Order? You think it's fun with these killers? I believe everything I say about them. I know they do it. This isn't a game for me. It isn't a game for We Are Change. It isn't a game for any of us. This isn't about being the patriot celebrities. This is war. And they've got most of the good people neutralized, kind of on the sidelines. They don't trust anybody. And then you've got some people serving the evil, and you've got a lot of people serving evil because they know it's evil, and they've decided through fear, not just through wanting power, to go ahead and kiss up to the dark side. Not me. You know, people think there's only fight or flight. Fight, flight, hiding's a type of flight. But fighting is really the ultimate form of flight. I mean, I remember the times in my life where three, four big guys, and this is how I grew up in Dallas. Thank God Austin didn't like this, but I grew up a lot of rough stuff. People beat the hell out of each other all the time for no reason. There was more crime there, and I happened to see a lot of rough stuff. And I remember, you know, the times when I really could just go all the way with somebody. I mean, just almost unlimited strength was when I had my back up against a wall, and they were big guys. And every time that happened, people went to the hospital and lost IQ points for life or worse. And it's the same thing we face with this New World Order. We don't have a choice. But the few times I got in a fight with somebody and it was 50-50 whose fault it was, is the times I got my ass kicked, excuse the French. Because you got to be a man in the right, folks. Just like that Texas Ranger saying, a picture I got in here, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And that is the difference here. And we are dedicated, we are committed to this because we know we don't have a choice. And I just wish I could impart to most of the people in our movement, not most of the listeners or your local activists, but the people who run a lot of other sites and news things, so much of it is just backstabbing rottenness. If you go to a website and they're spending all day fighting with each other and all day saying who the best is and all day criticizing other people, or this is disinfo, that's disinfo. Folks, that's disinfo. That's government operations. But so often, it's not even government operations. I have to admit, it's just that we're a rotten society. Just because people on the New World Order side are bad doesn't mean that people who've woken up and don't like the New World Order doesn't mean they're not rotten either. I mean, we really, and you know, I'm rotten to a certain extent. I get really nasty and angry. I'm in a disgusted mood right now. You think I'd be happy gold's exploding right now? Oh, I've been proven right again. No, I'm very upset right now. It's kind of like a kid's out in the street and a Mack truck's coming and it's 500 yards away going 80 miles an hour and it's going to be here in about 30 seconds, 25 seconds, however long it takes, and you're telling a little kid, get out of the street. Get out of the street. You're trying to drag them out of the street now. It's 10 seconds away. And they're fighting you. And would you be mad at the five-year-old? You're absolutely right. You grab the kid by the arm, they bite you. You pick them up in your arms, they bite your shoulder. You're trying to get them out of the street so the truck doesn't hit them. And, I mean, I'm sitting here watching, and I mean, it's like 500 yards away now. You think the economy's bad now? You've seen nothing. And I want to get your comments, We Are Change, all of you, on that. First off, Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change, Colorado, just all of this impending meltdown, it's already here, but it could get so much worse, and it looks like it is. It's more important than ever to have you guys out there.
We're prepped. We have contingency plans. You know, we just hit a 400-member mark a couple weeks ago at We Are Change Colorado's mailing list. We have about 60 dedicated direct activists. We got a We Are Change Pueblo that's starting and a We Are Change Colorado Springs. And we have a Boulder group that's already been started. They're not as visible yet. And I can tell you right now, we've got contingencies for you name it. We're ready for, we've been waking people up now for a year, and we hand out 800 DVDs a week without fail. I mean, it's, I'm just glad to know the people in this movement. I feel like I've met my brothers.
And let's not forget, from Colorado to New York to Canada, the cops walk up and say, don't hand videos out on a street corner. Don't talk to people. You got to have a permit to talk to people and have five of you standing here. By the way, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. We're going to go ahead and cite you for standing on a Denver street corner. Or, hey, we're going to say you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs. Now, that's the kind of stuff that is in Truth Rising, and people need to see this testament. They need to know what people are doing to defend them. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't know if you got a chance to see on wearechangecolorado.org. It should still be up there. I went through the archived videos, and I remembered this. We went through and found it. We were on 16th Street Mall where one of our members, Rob, got arrested for handing out DVDs, and some local security guard had called the cops on us and said that handing out DVDs was illegal, and this was three and a half, four months ago. Cops showed up. We had the cop on camera, and he says it's protected by the First Amendment right. It's at the same exact location where Rob got arrested. I posted both videos for everyone to see that the police
and that's a good officer, and that's a good officer. But then the other ones come and stomp on your rights in the middle of downtown.
And they lied. They completely lied, and they didn't even begin to represent the law. They had 17 cops that showed up. It looked like they, Alex, it kind of looked like they were trying to provoke something, because all 17 cops, they had a whole bunch of cars. They made a big scene. They showed up, and then they had cops standing at all the corners next to all our guys, looking at them, staring them down in the face. And then they start arresting Rob, and Rob was completely cooperative. And it just kind of from...
God, that's like a Nazi Germany, man. Let's go to Moulton, Nathan Moulton, Moulton Productions. You just Google that, all the great stuff he does. We Are Change Calgary. What have you run into with your police up there? Have they been a little bit more observant of free speech?
Mainly what happens to us is we get ragged on for filming, and in almost every instant
Hold on, filming on the street while they're got surveillance all over you? Go ahead.
Exactly. There'll be a surveillance camera right over their heads, basically, and they're telling us that we can't film on a public street. It's like they don't even know what our rights are, and they're telling us what they think it should be.
I wonder how they get cops in Canada or Texas or anywhere to dress up like anarchists and hit other cops so they can attack old ladies with billy clubs. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Moulton.
Yeah, and they're changing everything to black now. We got black helicopters flying around Calgary, and that's just the main police helicopter that's flying around every day.
But there's no doubt they're the bad guys. They're telling you you can't videotape in America or Canada. This is bull. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. They're giving tasers to transit police officers, and they got police officers riding the train. But like you guys said, there are a lot of good officers out there. We're not saying all cops are bad, but there's just a lot of them that don't know what they're talking about.
What do you say to them when they walk over and say, we're going to have cameras everywhere, but you can't have a camera in Canada, slave. This is the Soviet Union. Turn your camera off.
I say I have every right to be filming here. You can't, you know, look at, you guys got cameras all over the place, and you're telling me I can't film right here. This is supposed to be free Canada, and it's like Canada is just becoming a hellhole lately.
Try flying in there if you're not a Canadian. My God, it's unbelievable. I got a big story about a U.S. cop beaten, tortured, kept for a long time. That's from WorldNet Daily right here. By the Canadian nut jobs, that and the Canadian people are great, but those, but your people at the airports, those customs people are like psychopaths, screaming, yelling, laughing. You're going to jail. You're going to spend years in our jails. In black uniforms. I mean, it's just, oh God, help us. I want to take some phone calls here in just a moment, but you chime in, Anthony, from up there in We Are Change Minnesota. What's happening with police up there, other than the St. Paul police chief saying We Are Change has got the info?
Well, we've definitely, last couple months here, turned our focus. We're definitely trying to get the public more aware, doing our street actions and stuff, but actually taking the time to talk to police. I mean, there was John McCain came through about a week and a half ago, did two speeches, one in Minneapolis and one in St. Paul. That's where we actually talked to the chief, but between the two events, they probably had no less than 600 cops, and between the two events, probably no more than 300 people tops in the actual offense. And like I said, we spent most of our time not covering the BS inside that he was preaching everybody in there, but actually going out and informing the cops and just standing there and talking to them. And they literally did kind of the Imperial March where they kind of, as soon as his motorcade was going to leave, they walked over and blocked us off with a wall. And a couple of our members just kind of, I don't know, intuition just started humming the Imperial March theme song, and you could just see the look on some of the police's face that they just kind of made them stop and think about what they were doing there and why they're protecting something like this, and made it a point.
Well, they just act like anybody with a camera, anybody with a protest sign is, oh my God, in America or England or Canada, the citizens are talking. They're saying, oh my God, it's so scary. Just amazing. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. John in Idaho, then J.J., Dave, and Dana. Go ahead.
Say, something I never hear talked much about. We got a little group here in Lewiston, Idaho, but I stumbled across this site one day, and it somehow I got turned on to it, that a police car was crushed by a jet engine, one of the jet engines that were attached to the plane that hit the South Tower. So I did a search for jet engine crushes police car on 9/11. There's this site, and all these experts are saying, that wasn't an engine from a 767, it's from a 737. Military guys, aircraft experts, all fire department guys.
Yeah, that might be a good point to put in the film. I'd forgotten. I remember seeing that once, yeah.
Yeah, all you got to do is jet engine crushes police car on 9/11 and it pops right up. And if that in fact is true, the FBI supposedly took that engine. Nobody's seen it since.
Well, the firefighters and police said they found all three of the black boxes, and then they said they never found them because they don't want you hearing what's on them.
Right. Well, my point is that if it's true that that was an engine from a 737, that proves cover-up. And that's what brought down Nixon. That's what's destroyed a lot of politicians. That could, you know, be another major smoking gun that I'd really like to see people start saying, hey, look, we got proof here that they're lying.
I hear you. I appreciate your call from Idaho, John. Yeah, all of you, briefly chime in. I want to take some more calls. I mean, to see the parabolic, straight-up growth of 9/11 truth and the fact that those that are still in denial are like, well, nobody believes that. You can show them polls of 84% saying they believe they've been lied to, 36% 2 years ago saying pure inside job, 54% saying they believe the government's involved. Depending on the poll, I mean, we got about half the people thinking inside job and the other half are starting to question.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. There's I didn't know if this is on topic anymore or not, but we've got a film coming out for We Are Change Colorado with Corey Rowe and Jason Burmis. I'd love to show it to you, Alex. And we're covering a whole prior knowledge, I wrote and directed it, of 9/11, a whole angle that I'm trying to get out there, which is...
Say that
really
again. You've got a film coming out with who?
I've been working with Corey Rowe and Jason Burmis. And I don't know if Jason's talked to you about it at all. Core Corruption is the name of the film. And I've been working on it for a year and a half. And it is basically, I cover that 737 engine story in there. I've covered a lot. I use microbarrel stuff. I used your stuff. Your site is excellent. I've always accredited your work.
Well, that's great.
And,
no, he told me something about that. I'd forgotten about it. I've forgotten so much. It's amazing. Are you refreshed? My memory.
Well, hopefully we can get this information out there. And I didn't know if it was still on target for this or not, but Anthony in Minnesota there, We Are Change, I think is that right?
Yeah.
The RNC Welcoming Committee, if you get a chance, go to truthalliance.net. We support Alex Jones, always have. Love. I mean, we love you, man.
You don't have to preface that every time you say it. I got you here to plug your website, man. I don't care.
Well, cool. I mean, if you ever go to truthalliance.net, those guys all over the site, you know.
No, that's fine, but I'm not like the other activists and radio shows where I care if people plug their stuff. That's why you're on the show.
Right on, man. Well, cool.
Just go ahead and make your point, though.
By the way, that RNC hosting committee, if you check out that article I posted on truthalliance.net, it's there right now. There's two groups that are planning to be violent there. I mentioned them. So you should get on that. Contact them if you can get... If you can go get a camera on them, ask them questions. Seriously,
it'd be even better maybe to not neutralize the cops and not let them know and their intelligence group that we know and catch them again like we've caught them in England, Canada, and the U.S. Catch them. I mean, and catch them provocateuring and then pull out and then get them that way. Because it's real, a few more times catching them, the public's finally figuring out their wicked game. Okay, let's take another call. JJ in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. Welcome, JJ.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I've been writing papers and sending them out all over the Internet, and I put Endgame on the last one so they know who the Bilderbergs are and stuff.
Good, sir.
And,
what's on your mind?
I got just a different take than you have on all this New World Order and all this kind of stuff. I've been studying it for like 30, 35 years.
But, I mean, so you're saying you have a different take because you've got a different perspective on it. Well, let's come back and get your quick perspective on that. We'll cram in Dave and Dana. Got to move quick, though, and I want to thank all the We Are Change guys. They'll ride shotgun with us until the end. There's a new prisonplanet.com. You can comment in the articles. Get in there. Just like InfoWars.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Okay, and as the Republican Democratic conventions unfold, we'll have We Are Change Colorado, We Are Change Minnesota on to report on the ground for us. We have other activist groups there too with their perspectives. Going back quickly to JJ in Florida. Okay, JJ, give me your different perspective on the New World Order.
Well, definitely a New World Order being constructed right before our very eyes. But I just think that that's the Antichrist system that's going to envelope the world. And, you know, he's probably lurking in the Bilderberg group or, you know, lurking in there, maybe just a little guy that nobody really knows yet until... You know, that's what I've been studying. My dad got me involved with it. And, you know, the fight is on, definitely. But I'm fighting for souls. And that's just my take. I love the work you do. I agree with 90% of it. They're definitely building the New World Order, but the Antichrist will seize control of it. And he will come to power for a short season.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. Most of the Christians are bought and paid for by government foundations through their churches, and they're thinking evil is good now and wars are good. And the Bible says the Antichrist will say he's Jesus. Okay, he won't run around with horns on his head. And that's what I see happening. They could see Jesus came back and says, kill the Iranians, and they'd say, oh, we love you, Jesus. See, that's the whole point. The church will be deceived. And then the modern Schofield Bible came in and made up a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to get into that whole debate. I just know Christians aren't doing their job exposing evil and fighting it. Most of them aren't. And there's kind of a cop-out of, well, the Antichrist is coming. This is going to happen, so what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to warn people I'm going to fight evil. Let's real fast go to Dana in New York. Dana, you're on the air with three great We Are Change guys. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say I really appreciate the work that you're doing, all the gentlemen from We Are Change. I have a real quick question. Before, someone had mentioned they were showing screenings in their local area. I was wondering if anyone could give me any tips or some websites that might facilitate in showing, you know, going about how to acquire the venue to show it, and as far as advertising, or maybe, you know, targeting some, you know, some more influential people in our neighborhoods that could come and view these things. You know, people with influence can make things happen a lot quicker. It gives a lot more credibility. It's so overwhelming for a lot of people that they just want to turn away from it in denial. So any information on how to set that screening process
up? Sure. Dana, I hate to cut you short. Maybe not even time to get to Dave in Canada, and I apologize. I'll try to have more open phones tomorrow. Some big guests coming up the next 2 days before the 4th. You just call around to the art house theaters, and for a local showing with not much media, get one with 100, big city, maybe a 300, 400 theater, and then you set it a month out, and you usually rent it, and you shouldn't, you know, pay more than, say, $200 for a 150-person theater, $400 for a 200, 250-person theater, and then you should be able to sell tickets to make your money back to do that, and then you just show the film there. Usually you got to tell them you got the rights to play it, and that gets into a whole other issue. And then you get it advertised, you go on local talk radio, hey, locals are going to show a film saying the 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, that's a basic process, or you can show it usually at different government buildings for free, rent them out, then, you know, promote it or set aside the time. That's a whole other subject. We ought to do shows or have websites on that. We just don't have the personnel to really have websites on it. I want to thank We Are Change Minnesota, We Are Change Colorado, and We Are Change Calgary. I want to thank Nathan Moulton, Jonathan Elinoff, and Brian, and, of course, Anthony. Anthony, all of you, real fast. Anthony, give out We Are Change website.
MNChange.org.
MNChange.org. Nathan Moulton.
Calgary911Truth.org.
Say it again.
Calgary911Truth.org.
Thank you. And Jonathan Elinoff.
WeAreChangeColorado.org.
Okay, I'm out of time here. Thank you so much. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Pre-order Truth Rising now. Retransmission starts right now on the internet streams. If you missed any of the big guests earlier today, at InfoWars.com. If not, I'll see you back live tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.